Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified transformational health coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, Blog Talk Radio host, and best-selling author. Today, we're going to talk about the pandemic, isolation, and how it affects or has affected your health so far. Most people have more time on their hand than they know what to do with. How does that statement ring for you? Many people are stressed as they need to do homeschooling their children. Wow. Does that affect you? Actually, in general, how does or has this pandemic isolation affected you and your health? Next question. Some people keep on going with their lives as if it's simply another day. Or some people have more work than ever before as they serve the people who need what they have to offer. What category do you fit in? I have some questions here for you to ponder or consider. And I'm not saying I have the answer. I am asking you this question to reflect on your skills, on your knowledge, on your thoughts, because these questions have been thrown at me, or when I stated that I have heard something or that I have read something, and people get back to me, "How dare you say that?" Well, I didn't say anything. I just conveyed what I heard or what I said. And so I just want to see how it's affecting people. I don't like talking about it too much, but today I do have my reasons for talking about it because there's so much going on and there are so many conflicting issues and so many hush issues and so many things going on that we really have a hard time figuring out what in the world is really happening. So the first question I have, and again, I do not have the answer, the full fleshed correct answer. I have some ideas and those don't matter right now. What matters is how you think about it. So the question is, is this pandemic a flu, a naturally occurring virus, or is it a man-made virus? Think about it. If you follow it, what have you heard? What have you learned? What have you read? What is your personal thought? How does it affect you? The it being what people say, act, react, do, don't do, and your personal thoughts. Are you an essential business or a worker in an essential business? And if yes, are you working at your workplace or from home? If no, what are you doing? Have you been laid off? Are you collecting unemployment? How has this been affecting your mental, physical, and financial health? Are you looking for work? Are you coachable? Are you open and willing to explore my opportunity? Because I am looking to expand my business. Oh, man, it is so sad to see that so many people are or have been or still are depressed, have gained weight. Actually, statistics showed that I think a higher percentage than 50% of the population will gain a minimum of 12 pounds plus over this pandemic. They are frustrated. They are unhappy. They are snacking on unhealthy food because of the frustration because of being bored, because of being unemployed. Well, is that a reason to do that or not? I'm not going to judge you. However, I would rather make my own choices and be happy and healthy rather than being frustrated and unhealthy. Are you willing to take charge of your life, your health, your happiness? You know, this is, it's really interesting because why listen to people telling you things, shoving thoughts literally down your throat? And those people have never walked in your shoes. They don't know what you are going through. They have no clue of what's affecting you. They have no clue on how they could offer help to you, reach out, and make things better. Well, when I say reaching out, I'm not talking about giving a physical handshake. Because I have to admit, I do promote physical distancing right now. Because there are so many people out there who do not show signs of COVID-19. They do not show anything. They don't feel anything. Yet, they are carriers. Just because they are immune to it does not mean they can't get anybody else sick or affected or infected, both of them. So I would say let's err on the side of safety, of caring about each other and not just me, me, me. That saddens me when I see people who don't abide by the rules. Now, I know for a fact that Massachusetts has a rule, and I'm not there, but I have friends there who live there, and they told me that they have a rule now as of May 4th, I believe, or 6th, I think it was 4th, that anybody who goes outside with a without a mask on gets a $300 fine. So they have actually people patrolling areas and making sure that everybody is wearing a mask. What does a mask do for you or for the people around you? Well, I have read in a medical journal that, and heard on Dr. Radio, which is a public radio station, on Cyrus. So I go, okay, they claim that wearing a mask, if it's not an N95, if it's a cloth-made mask, it doesn't protect you from getting the virus, but it protects the people you get in contact with at a 6 to 10 foot distancing from getting your virus if you have it. So it's more protecting others by wearing the mask than protecting yourself. But if everybody does it, then everybody protects the people they come in contact with, and so the spread should definitely slow down. I have heard on Dr. Radio yet 2 days ago, while I was driving to the hospital to get a bone density test, and yeah, I knew for already several weeks that I needed to go in for that, but the letter said, make the appointment when it's safe. So I said, this is non-life-threatening. I am not going to make an appointment. I am not going to expose myself. I'm going to wait till it's safe. Until the previous week, a nurse called me up and said that I'm top priority because of age, because of asthma, and because of fractured bones that I've had recently to come in for the bone density test. And that there are not going to be many people around and everybody gets screened at the door and everybody has to keep the distancing of 6 to 10 feet. And they ask you 5 questions at the door. Do you have a fever? Do you have a cough? Are you sneezing? Do you feel sick? and what is your temperature, blah, 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 blah. And I go, well, no to all of them. So they got me into the first nurse who took my temp, and she goes, oh, 98.1, perfect. I said, yeah, that is perfect. That is fantastic. Thank you so much. And then she guided me to the next person who gave me a sticker to put on my clothes to make sure that the security guard at the elevator knew I was screened. He pushed the button for the elevator to come, and I pushed the button for the level where I had to go to with my elbow, so I didn't use my hands on anything. And then the test happened. I mean, it was very easy, easy going, and everything was fantastic. And I go, wow, this looks like a ghost town or a ghost hospital. Normally, you have to wait in line forever and ever. The line wasn't big. I only had about four or five in front of me. And I went probably half an hour before my appointment because I knew I had to go through the screening first. And they want you to be registered 15 minutes prior to your appointment to make sure that they can take you on time. And everything worked out fantastic. So why am I saying this? I didn't go for no reason. But what happened? The nurse measured me. Not just the weight, but the height. And she measured me at 5'0", 5'0". I go, you must be kidding me. I was just 5'1" a couple of weeks ago or a couple of months ago. She goes, I'm sorry. That's what bone issues can do to you. And she didn't say a term at that time because she didn't know what it was. And so I went upstairs and got all that done. And I go, oh, my gosh. It doesn't really hurt or anything to be an inch shorter, but how does that affect me and in every other way? And I go, I found already a couple of reasons what I get to adjust in my life, in my healthy lifestyle that I'm living now, since I have become a transformational health coach. And I work mostly with helping people change their negative habits or their poor habits into excellent positive habits for a healthy lifestyle that lasts for a long time, unlike diets that don't work. And I go, 1 inch shorter means I need to reduce my weight by probably 5 to 7 pounds or 8 pounds. Because I want to remain in my healthy BMI. So because I'm shorter, I have to weigh less. And I go, wow. Put on a little bit of weight during this pandemic. Actually, I did, despite the fact that I'm happy, healthy, moving around in the house. And I still go for my walks here and there with my mask on. But just that, plus having had the coccyx fractured end of December last year. And I couldn't move for a couple of months. So that helped me gain a little bit of weight. And now I get to take that off, those few pounds, and some extras because I shrunk an inch. So does that make me depressed? Heck no. It gives me actually courage and hope that I can get back to the best, happiest, healthiest me I can be. And it really, it puts joy in my heart that I got to experience that. Not that I like to shrink and get close to my grandmother's height or shortness. She was about 4'7 or 4'8. She was really small. And now I'm getting shorter and shorter. I started at about 5'3 many, many years ago, and then 5'2, then 5'1, and now within the last 4 months, I went from 5'1 to 5'0. Oh, well, so be it. They'll be very happy about that because otherwise I'm doing so well. And that's what I want to share. Don't let circumstances affect you in a negative way. Turn them around and make the best out of it. Actually, I just learned that we cannot control someone's perceptions. And Og Mandino said, we can master our emotions. We need to learn to master our emotions. So my statement that is part me and part of Mandino is we cannot control someone's perception, though we can master our emotions. And that's all for our personal benefit. So let's work on that. You know, let's be positive. I'm not saying take everything light or lightly. That's not what I'm saying. But I say for every action is a reaction. And we just need to really think what serves us, what serves the people around us. Can we help each other? How can we reach out and make someone's day? Just recently, I received an emoji on Facebook, and it made me laugh. It had a little bit, I think it had a little bit of music and a couple of words that were so positive, and it was so stimulating. I go, I just got to share that. And I closed my eyes and said, who needs this right now? And names started popping into my head because I took myself out of the equation. So, you know, names popped into my head, and I sent them that emoji. You should have seen the reactions I got back. OMG, you just made my day. You have no clue how much I just needed this. Thank you so much for reaching out to me. All it was a little gesture of, I appreciate you, I love you, I care about you. And that is my focus these days, more than anything else. So, are you ready to choose what's best for you and make a decision to improve your life, your health, and your lifestyle? If you said yes to one or more of the last questions, get in touch with me and we can explore together. I actually will make a special offer for the ones who make a decision and want to change their lives, their lifestyle, their habits, and maybe even more so, are willing to join me in coaching others. Because did you know that anybody who teaches or coaches retains 5% more of what they're doing than if they're just followers? And they change their own lives with more power, with more joy, with more success, with more positivity, with more, you see where I'm going? So it's actually best for everybody. And when you lead by example, what happens? Who sees it? How does it affect yourself and the people around you? I mean, right now we're not talking about physical being around, but socially being around, because we're supposed to be socially active to keep in, to keep sane and not go insane. So by doing that, by reaching out, which we can do in so many ways, I just mentioned that emoji. We can also just, you know, just thinking about you, how are you holding up, or just thinking about you. If you need anything, let me know. Or you were just in my heart. I'm sending you virtual hugs and some love or something like that. Or sending an email or a letter or a card or doing a voice text or doing something for people to know there are still real people alive and around here who care. So we can listen to the people who have a good heart, who have great intentions, who choose wonderful, positive habits, who love to reach out. I had neighbors, I still have them, but they said they knew I was above 65 and I had asthma and stuff and I shouldn't go to stores. If you need anything, just let me know. I'll go get it for you. And I go, thank you so much for offering. I really appreciate it. I will take you up on it when the time is right. And it did happen a few weeks ago that my husband and I were feeling dog sick on an evening. And I said, okay, I need some quinine and I need some magnesium or zinc at that time. And so I called up my neighbor and I said, could you do us a favor? We're both feeling as sick as a dog. We can't go anywhere. Would you mind going to the store and get me some tonic water, which has quinine in it and zinc, or get me those things and I'll pay you for it? And he said, absolutely. Actually, I want to go to the store right now myself, so I'll just add that to my list. He went to the store. He sent me a couple of pictures of what he found with the label. So I got to choose and decide on what works best for me, or for us, actually. And we did that for about, my husband did it for 5 days. I did it for 9 days. I had 3 to 4 ounces of Schweppes or quinine and 50 milligrams of zinc. And that does not cure the virus, okay? Let me tell you that up front. It does not. But it boosts your immune system. And the quinine also reduces cramping. So it was absolutely wonderful. So he came to the door with glove and a mask on, put the stuff down. I gave him the money. We didn't touch hands or anything. And I picked up the stuff, and that was it. So we can help each other, you know. I had people just recently who came and actually knocked at the door, or the ones who knew me called or texted and asked, can we borrow a couple of lemons from your tree, please? We need some more vitamin C, fresh vitamin C right from the tree. And I'm a person who loves to share, obviously. And I said, well, yeah, come to the door. I can give you a couple. We just picked a bucket, a 5 gallon bucket full. And they're fresh. They were just picked like an hour ago or so. Let's use those first before we take more off the tree, because as long as they're on the tree, they stay pretty much good. And so I put a little bag outside and said, pick it up. And so that's the fun part. We get to be nice to one another. Another thing that I wanted to share, just to show you what opportunities and possibilities we have. My bonus mom's going to be 90 on June 3rd. She lives in Switzerland. She's still very active. She rides a bike 22 miles a day and stuff like that, or goes for 3 walks a day at an hour each, because she has 2 stents in her heart. So she needs to keep active. She's doing really well. But we wanted to go home and create a huge birthday party for her. That was planned in January, February, with about 150 people. Do you think it's going to happen? Heck no. So we cannot go. That doesn't mean mom is less special. Actually, she's more special for that, because we don't know what's going to happen. Once you're 90, that's a pretty good age. Just because her mother turned out to be 100 years old in 5 months doesn't mean that my bonus mom is going to get that old, but I do hope so. So anyway, I did post on Facebook a post. I would like 90 people to send a card to my mom for her birthday. You have to, for her 90th birthday. So 90 people, 90 cards for her 90th birthday. Who's in? You have 2 options. You can either mail them to me, and I mail all of them out on May 15th to my mom, or you can mail it to her directly. Text me, PM me, email me, Facebook me, whatever, and let me know which address you need, and I will provide that. And so far, I had quite a few people who signed up, and I've been collecting the cards that have been coming in. And tomorrow in 8 days, I'm going to be sending out those cards to mom so they make it by June 3rd. Because there's a holiday in there for Switzerland in between, or for us, I don't remember. And that's going to slow down the mail a little bit. But those are things we can do. Send a card to somebody. You know, there's so many shut-ins at convalescent homes and nursing homes, they can't do anything. So that all goes under using your time wisely while you're at home. And if you have to homeschool or get to homeschool your kids, do it with joy. And learn along with them, because so many things have changed in teaching. It's unbelievable. Just do the best you can. Be in touch with their teacher and ask for help when you need to. So I have shared quite a few things, but the main thing is, again, how do we perceive things? And we cannot change people's perceptions, only our own decisions and actually the best out of it. So if anything of this resonated with you, if you would love to make changes in your life, if you would love to join me in coaching other people in living a healthy lifestyle with healthy habits, healthy body, healthy finances, and earn even some money, let me know. My offer is a free consultation with you personally over the phone or a video call, and we can figure out whether or not this is something you could do. The investment is very, very, very minor. The benefits are very major. I can tell you because I've been there now for over 3 years, and I love, love, love what I'm doing. It makes me a better person. The more I coach, the better I get. And I would love to give you that offer. I would like to extend that offer to you and help you change your lifestyle, your habits, your attitude, and your financial income. If you're willing to do anything, or even if you just want to get healthy yourself, let me know. I do have a special offer for that in particular till the end of this month. So the sooner you do it, the better it is. Anyway, if you have any questions, suggestions, or you just want to let me know that you want to have a free consultation, please go to dythomson@gmail.com and put in the subject line BTR572020 or text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. Leave me a brief yet specific message. Speak clearly, leave your name and phone number and reason for your voicemail or text message so I can get back to you within 24 to 48 hours or sooner, and we can schedule something. And right now, I think that's about it for today. I'm going to say until next week, stay happy, healthy, and blessed. And I look forward to talking with you, answering your questions. Or if you choose to be on my show, let me know that too, because I'm looking for people who have some good things to contribute. And as you know, everything evolves around healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye, and I'll talk to you next week.